Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Gratitude by Emma Danzi. Psalm 9 verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. This is a season of harvest, a time of celebration, brilliant leaves, and thanksgiving. As we reflect in our hearts this fall, we can be reminded to take time to praise God in prayer through gratitude. Being thankful is the lifestyle of a believer in Jesus. He knows that Christ has paid such a great price for him that even on his worst days, there is always something to be grateful for in his life. Whether you are feeling discouraged and defeated, or you feel light and joyful today, we are invited to give thanks to God with all of our hearts. And not only that, but to tell others of what he has done. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we praise you for another amazing day in your world. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our trials, we know that you are reason enough to have thankfulness in our hearts and lives today. Thank you, first of all, for saving us from the power of sin and the future of hell. Thank you for gifting us with confidence of eternal life in heaven with you when we accept you as Savior. This once and for all gift is the hope that we have as an anchor for our souls in this life. Jesus, help us to never go a day without being grateful for you. Thank you for the gift of your constant presence with us. The Holy Spirit is such a beautiful blessing in our lives. We are so happy to know you and to love you. We are so glad to live this side of the cross where your Spirit is in us always to convict, guide, and minister to us. Help us to be truly joyful about this abundant gift in our lives that is the seal of our salvation and the peace of having your constant presence. Thank you for the gift of life today. Life is such a precious miracle. You have fearfully and wonderfully made us in your image. You do not make mistakes. Thank you for making me unique and giving me certain skills and personality traits to be used for your kingdom work. Thank you for the blessing of loved ones. Whether this be family, friends, church community, or coworkers, we are grateful. We are overflowing with happiness, with the privilege of having community. You created us for relationship, even if we can only think of just one person who you have blessed us with in this life. We praise you. Thank you for your word. It is perfect, true, and trustworthy. Thank you for the gift of having access to the Bible in our languages. We pray for those who have yet to receive this and ask that we would not take this for granted. Thank you for your glory revealed in nature. We praise you for your creativity with the seasons, the flowers, the trees, the animals, and the vegetation. All of creation is worshiping you each day. Thank you for the song of the bird, the coolness of the breeze, and the vibrant sunrises and sunsets each day. You are so glorious and majestic. Thank you for not wasting the hard days. When we are weak, we can be strong in you. When we are weary, you lift our burdens. When we are saddened, you comfort us. Thank you that you are working all things together for the good of those who love you, who have been called by you. Thank you that the difficulties are not wasted, but can be utilized as testimonies of your work in this sinful world. Thank you for things we forget to be thankful for daily. Thank you for clean water, shelter, a warm place to sleep, for food to eat, for the clean clothing on our bodies, for showers, and for basic hygiene products. There are so many blessings to be grateful for, God. Help us not only acknowledge these to you, but to bless others with the attitude of gratitude as well. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.